A symbolic walk has taken place across the controversial Hindmarsh Island Bridge in South Australia to try and heal some old wounds. It's been 15 years since a royal commission found claims of secret Aboriginal women's business had been concocted to block the bridge's construction. The federal court later vindicated the women. Now they've received a validation from the South Australian government. Jason Om joined a ceremony at the bridge for AM.
A call to the Narrinjuri ancestors rings out as more than 100 people gather at a park at the base of the bridge. Members of the Narrinjuri and residents of Goolwa on the Lower Murray are standing side by side.
It has been nearly 10 years of cultural and spiritual confusion since this bridge has been opened to the island.
Some in the crowd wipe away tears as the South Australian Minister Paul Kiker recognises the Narrinjuri's spiritual beliefs. He's backing a 2001 federal court ruling that found in favour of the women who fought against the bridge.
The State Government of South Australia acknowledges the decision of Justice Wongjusa and the conclusion he makes that Narrinjuri knowledge was a genuine part of Aboriginal tradition and was not fabricated.
It stirred up mixed emotions for Eunice Aston, who was a young woman during the 1995 Royal Commission. Tears flow down her face as she remembers the activists who've died.
I think that it's, you know, good that this acknowledgement has come now, but for me it's come too late. Like, my aunties, you know, they were at the forefront, and now that they're gone, it's come too late. Like, there's only two left, and then me. And I was the youngest, and, you know, I was the abrupt one that didn't really want to be taught anything. I just wanted to be with them. And then they shared with me, and, you know, now they're gone, and it's me. And the other two, you know, they're not well.
Eunice Aston is among the Narrinjuri who refused to cross the bridge. Many of them find the bridge culturally abhorrent and have gone for years without ever using it. This is the first time Shirley Hartman has set foot on the bridge.
Does walking across the bridge go against your beliefs?
Absolutely, yeah, it really does. But I was just saying, I haven't been over here for such a long time, and now to finally get across, and I think it stirs up a lot of emotions and feelings, and seeing a lot of our elders today with tears in their eyes was, yeah, it's pretty sad. But a happy time as well.
The government's statement stops short of an apology. The Narrinjuri have told AM they may seek stronger words in the future. Narrinjuri man Matt Rigney is angry about how the community has been treated.
I thank Paul Kiker for his words, but why isn't Randy given those words? I am angry. I am frustrated because we have been put through the ringer to prove who the hell we are.
Nothing can rewrite the past. The contradictory findings of both the Commission and the Federal Court still stand.
Jason Om reporting there on the symbolic walk across the still controversial Hindmarsh Island Bridge in South Australia.